This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 533. Three easy ways for more effective IELTS self-study.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, I'll share three vital methods that you must use in your preparation for the highest IELTS achievements. Take notes today and evolve your future studies. Hello, everybody, and welcome to this episode of IELTS Energy. It is just me today, Jessica. I'm never sure if you guys can like tell our voices apart, me and Lindsay, but this is me, Jessica, and Lindsay is in Nicaragua. I hope I said that in the correct accent. Anyway, Lindsay is taking a little bit of time to have an awesome vacation. So I wanted to share with you guys some really important information. This is a very vital episode today, you guys, to help you craft your time in the future to make sure that you're not wasting your time. There is so much to study for in order to prepare for IELTS, right? I mean, at the end of the day, it is an English test, so you have to have a high level of English, but you still need all the test strategies and lots of test practice. So I came up with three ways that you guys can make sure you're not wasting your time, that you are getting the most out of all of your English and IELTS preparation. Okay, so the first step is just to not get distracted. I get distracted. I know what happens. Like, I'm supposed to be writing an article or doing, you know, some online work, but I'm like, I wonder what my friends are doing on Facebook, or I really need to check the news today to see what Trump did. And the fact is, like, I don't need to do any of that. I need to get my work done. So guys, you need to get your IELTS stuff done. I know that a lot of you are doing stuff online. You're studying online or at home by yourself, and you're always accessing things online, like different strategies or vocab, what have you. But the thing is, guys, you need to set aside. You need to put it in your schedule, okay? For 45 minutes, I am only going to focus on IELTS. All right. I'm going to do this test practice. I'm going to watch this lecture about reading strategies, you know, for 45 minutes, just all distractions. They are not important, you guys. Don't check your email. Don't check Facebook. Don't go onto Twitter. Only IELTS for 45 minutes. And then give yourself a break and then say, okay, for the next 10 minutes, I'm just going to do fluffy stuff, right? Just to sort of recharge. That's fine. Everybody needs a break, but make sure that you schedule yourself 45-minute blocks that's just for IELTS, okay? All right. So the second step is, in addition to scheduling that IELTS 45 minutes, you need to schedule 30 minutes a day that is dedicated to improving your overall English and spread it out over the skills, you guys. So speak out loud, write journals, watch TV episodes in English, movies, listen to podcasts, you know? We need to strengthen all of the four skills, but in the general way, in the overall comprehension way or production way, not just for IELTS. Like I said at the beginning, right? IELTS is an English test, so we need focused effort to improve your overall English as well, okay? So, for example, guys, look at how you spend your time every day. I know that you guys are busy adults. I hear ya. I get that. One of my favorite idioms that some people say, I still say it, when somebody expresses an idea and you want to say that you get it, you understand, you could say, I'm picking up what you're throwing down. Just a little Just a little side note idiom for you guys. But anyway, so look at what you're doing every day, right? Say, for example, you like to read your first language newspaper or watch a TV show in your first language or play video games or surf online, whatever. Take 30 minutes away from that, okay? Carve this 30 minutes out of your day that's only for your personal English improvement, okay? It does take a little bit of sacrifice in the next month or 2 months you have to prepare before IELTS, but you know what? If you don't sacrifice now, then you're just gonna have to take the test again, okay? Listen to some of our recent episodes with students who have gotten above and beyond the scores that they needed. They have worked so hard, guys, and you can do it. You can do it as well. That's why we have our 30-day plan and 60-day plan in our course, because we know that scheduling is important and we want to push you to do your best, okay? So remember, guys, if you are ready to commit yourself to getting the best scores you can, commit yourself to our system. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. Hello, awesome IELTS Energy listeners. If you are getting ready to take IELTS for the first time or the fifth time, we got your back. We have everything you need guaranteed to increase your IELTS scores. Just like all of our recent success stories, you've gotten not just sevens, but eights and nines on their exams. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. Okay, so again, just to recap so far, number one, don't get distracted. Commit to the IELTS study for 45 minutes. Step two, carve out 30 minutes a day just for overall English improvement, all right? Now, step three, final step here, guys, and this is important. This is something that a lot of students don't take the time to do. Okay, so step... Ozzy is taking the time to bark out the window. Step three, exploit all of your practice so you learn the most that you possibly can out of every activity. Okay, so what I mean is, like, for example, if you watch a TV show in English or listen to a podcast or read a newspaper article, don't stop there. The activity's not finished when you're done listening or reading. No. Talk out loud to yourself or someone else for 5 minutes, okay? Summarize what you just saw or read or listened to, and then most importantly, react to it out loud. Give your opinions about the information that you just took in. This reaction is so important, you guys, for a couple of reasons. First of all, it fits in extra English production practice, which everybody needs, but it also helps you to remember the information better, okay? Because you're processing it at a higher level. You're reacting to the information and processing it. So for a lot of reasons, guys, that extra step of exploiting those activities is really important. And finally, practice tests. You should also exploit your practice tests. So like when you do practice activities, okay, or tests, whatever. If you get wrong answers, don't just be like, no, well, that's too bad. you need to figure out why they were wrong, okay? This is a learning opportunity, you guys. that makes me chuckle because that's like parent talk these days is like sort of helicopter parenting maybe. But parents today, I do this too. If something goes wrong or our kids are upset, we're like, this is a learning opportunity. What can we learn from this? Okay, so guys, these are your learning opportunities. Look at why the answer that you didn't get, right? Why is that the answer? Why did you miss it? Did you not know the vocabulary? Did you not scan for the right keyword? Like, did you stop reading too soon? So think about why you missed that answer. Also, was it just a spelling mistake? Guys, you need to start a spelling list, okay? Every time you spell something wrong on the listening test or in your writing, because you should be using the dictionary to check your spelling, Every time you see you spelled a word wrong, put it on your spelling list. Study this list a couple times a week, okay? Spelling is important, unfortunately, but it is if you want the highest scores, 7 or higher. Spelling is important, you guys, in listening and writing. Of course, it is in reading, but you're copying the word, so you should not spell those wrong. Okay. So again, just to recap, guys, number one, don't get distracted. Number two, carve out at least 30 minutes a day for extra fluency practice in English. And number three, exploit all your practice to the greatest extent so you learn the most you can. Okay, guys. If you have any questions about this information, you can ask us in a review on Facebook. Leave us a review for the podcast, guys. We'll share your name and your question in a future episode. And as always, if you are ready to stop wasting your time, that's what we're talking about today, guys. If you're ready to make your study more effective, right? The most effective, because we know the system works, all right? Our course, 3 Keys IELTS, it's guaranteed to increase your IELTS scores or your money back for the course, and we pay for your exam. So guys, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. Okay, that's it for me. I'm out of here, and I will see you next week. Bye, guys.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again, and see you soon.